Hi, I'm your host Logan, and welcome to another edition of K-Drama Review Session. As always, thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks to everybody who has tuned in the previous weeks. And if you have stuck with me since my very first episode, thank you so much for sticking with me. This episode is actually really special. It's my fifth episode, and because this is my fifth episode and because it is special, I'm actually going to throw out a little challenge to you guys that are listening out there. If I can get 25 of you to join my Discord server, I will release a bonus episode. That is not... When I say 25, I'm not including myself. I'm not including my mods that are already there or my admins. And I'm not including the 4 or 5 people that are actually already in the server. So if I can get 25 more of you to join my Discord server, I will release a bonus episode. It can be about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be about K-drama. It can be about anything. It can be about me being a dork and talking about video games, or just me talking about what I like to do in my free time besides podcasting. It could be me playing Smash or Pass with random K-drama actors that you guys name. It could be anything. The world is an open book. But that's the challenge. And remember, if I can get 25 more of you to join my Discord server, I will release a bonus episode, and I am promising that. But if you're wondering how to find my Discord server, I actually posted the link to my Discord server on Discord through my Twitter account. I will be reposting that along with today's episode, along with today's K-drama that I will be talking about. But that's the challenge that I'm throwing out to you guys, and I'm just gonna jump right into today's episode. On today's episode, I will be talking about Harong. Harong is a 2016 to 2017 historical K-drama. I don't really have any fun facts about, the K-drama itself this week. So I'm just gonna tell you a little bit more about what Harong means. The name Harong in English actually translates to flower soldier, which basically means they were boys that were soldiers, but they were pretty like flowers. And the Harong was actually made up of the elite. So when I say the elite, back in Korean history, they had a ranking system called the Bone System, which basically means, depending on what rank you were, if you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, it means you had noble connections. If you were born with a gold spoon in your mouth, you basically had connections to the royal family, and if you were any lower than that, you were pretty much a peasant. So basically, this whole unit or army was made up of, young men that were high ranking in the bone system. And actually, the Harong headquarters was located in what is now modern day Daegu. So, if you ever see people from Daegu talk about, like, their hometown, they probably mention the Harong, and actually, they're most likely related to the Harong. That is, among these people, that includes, V and Suga from BTS. They are from Daegu. Taeyeon from Girls' Generation is also from Daegu. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that are from Daegu and that have ties to the Harong. Now, I'm not saying those three in particular have ties to the Harong. I'm just mentioning them because they're from Daegu. But the Harong was an elite army of sorts. Alright, moving on to the plot. So the plot of this is one that has a lot of twists, a lot of turns. There are maybe one or two deaths at some point. One of them will make you bawl your eyes out. Not gonna go more into more detail about that, but if you watched Moon Lovers, it's the equivalent of Buck Hyun dying. That's all I have to say. It's the equivalent to that. But basically, the plot revolves around Queen Jisoo. She has been ruling the kingdom of Silla. Silla is one of the three kingdoms that I told you that I was gonna go more in depth about as I discussed more K-drama. So the first historical K-drama I talked about was Moon Lovers. That takes place in Goryeo. Okay? Goryeo and Silla were literally, if you looked at it on a map, they were literally right next to each other. And so this is about Silla specifically. Silla is one of the three kingdoms. But basically Queen Jisoo has been running the kingdom of Silla since the king died. And also she's actually been keeping her son hidden outside of the capital. Basically to keep him safe from enemies, assassins, pretty much anybody who wants to kill him or hurt him. And as he comes of age, which when I say comes of age means that basically means that he's old enough to take the throne. Basically everybody wants her to cede power. And by everybody, I mean nobles, citizens, and even her son himself want her to cede power. But she fears that if she cedes power, that there will be an uprising from the opposition. And so basically, she creates this elite group of warriors called the Hurong. And she basically creates them to basically keep the nobles that are a part of the opposition in line. And basically, as the bonds of the Hurong grow, they are pretty much unaware that two of them are hiding secrets. And I can tell you right now that one of them is hiding a major secret that even he himself was not aware of. And it's actually very interesting because I'm just gonna tell you right now that you will hear, when you watch the first episode, they call this character Dogbird. He gets the nickname because he's very notorious for fighting. But they also call him Moomung is what they call him, but they also call him Dogbird. So you will hear those two names within the first, you will hear it in the first episode and then a little bit into the second episode, maybe the third episode. I'm not entirely sure when they stop calling him that. I think it's in the second episode that they stop calling him that. But yeah, it's actually really interesting because two of them are holding secrets. One of them is holding a secret that he was unaware of himself. And I'm not gonna tell you that because that would be giving away spoilers, and I want you to watch it for yourself. Alright, this is the fun part where I go over the cast and tell you who plays what character. Just a fair warning, there's five or six characters that I'm just going to gloss over. Just because it's been a while since I've watched Hurong myself, so there are a few characters that I don't really remember that well. So I'm just gonna gloss over them and basically I'll try to give you more information about them and as I go over the character relations. So I'm sorry if I'm kind of leaving you guys on your own for some of these characters, but I'll try my best to go over them more in character relations. So to start this off, I'm going to start it off with Park Jio Jun. He plays Moo Ma-young. Moo Ma-young is the main character. You will hear him being called Dogbird. And also, he's the one that kind of covers for Ji-dui. and he sees Jijui as a rival because they're both fighting over Aru. Go Aura plays Aru. Aru is the girl that Mumayang and Jijui are fighting over. Park Hyun-sik plays Jijui. Jijui is the queen's son, and he's also Mumayang's kind of frenemy. This next character, for those of you who are fans of Shiny, Shiny's very own Minho plays Suho. Yes, you can commence fangirling if you must, but Suho is pretty much a playboy. He has a sister named Su-yeon. Su-yeon basically falls in love with Suho's enemy, and Suho's enemy is Ban-ryu. Their cliques do not like each other, and it's funny because he actually almost beats up Ban-ryu because he thought Ban-ryu touched his sister inappropriately, and it's just actually kind of funny. And they actually wind up becoming friends, mainly just because his sister is dating Ban-ryu. Do Ji-han plays Ban-ryu. Ban-ryu, like I said, is Suho's enemy, and he actually winds up dating Suho's sister. Now, why they wind up dating is because of something that happened that is extremely awkward and also slightly funny. Basically, Ban-ryu is walking in what I assume is a market. That's what it looks like in the show. And, Su-yeon, is walking behind him, so she sees him from the back, and she thinks that he is her brother, and she decides to play a prank on him, thinking that he's her brother. So she basically walks up behind him, grabs his butt, he turns around, and she's basically like, "Oh crap, you're not my brother, what do I do?" So she basically makes up the excuse that he touched her inappropriately when he didn't, and the word actually gets around to Suho, and Suho almost beats him up because of it, and because of that, Su-yeon and Ban-ryu wind up kind of sort of dating, and, it's funny because Suho is, like, not okay with it at first, but then after a while, he kind of, like, starts accepting it, but he's still like, "If you hurt my sister, I'm gonna kick your butt." That's not what he actually says, but that's just, like, my interpretation of it. Jio Yeah-ji plays Princess Sukmung. Sukmayang, she is a princess and a future consort. She's not like Yahua from Moonlovers. Like, she's not on the high horse, but she's pretty darn close. Jo Yoon Woo plays Yeo Wool. Yeo Wool is okay. So you know that one character that's in every K-drama that is, like, mega freaking hot and everybody, like, swoons over? Yeah, that's him. Yeo-wool claims to have a gender-neutral charm, which basically means that he can charm pretty much anyone he wants to, and he actually likes fashion and dressing up more than most women, which makes me question him a little bit. But all questioning aside, he's pretty much that pretty boy that everybody swoons over, and he's actually probably my favorite character because he is a pretty boy. This next character, for those of you who are fans of BTS, yes, I know there are a lot of you out there that love BTS, right? So, yes, you can commence your fangirling. This next character is played by a BTS member. That BTS member is none other than V, and he plays Han Sung. Han Sung is the youngest member of the Hwarang. He's very innocent and childish, and he's also the last trueborn of his family, which basically means that like, throughout most of this thing, his grandfather is basically insisting that he gets married. I'm kidding. His grandfather does insist that he gets married, but it's not really mentioned in the show. I just kind of assumed that. But he, Han Sung plays, he basically sees Moo Meng as a brother and, like, family, and it's, interesting because there's, like, one part where he, like, gets pretty much kicked out of his dorm, and he winds up rooming with them, and it's pretty funny. But yeah, no, he sees Moo Meng as a brother. He actually does have an older half-brother, but, his half-brother is of lower stature than him, and because of that, they can't really become close. Kim Hyun Jun plays Dan-si. Dan-si, is Han Sung's older half-brother. Like I said, he's a half-bone, which basically means that one of his parents is of noble stature, the other is not. And because of that, he is looked down upon by their grandfather, and, he actually, takes the brunt of most of the beatings, even if Dan-si hasn't done wrong, even if it's Han Sung that has done wrong, Dan-si is the one that always gets beaten because of it. And, Dan-si actually, kind of does his grandfather's bidding, and honestly, it kind of reminds me of Prince Zuko from Avatar The Last Airbender. So if you've watched Avatar The Last Airbender, you know how Zuko is always like, I will regain honor by catching the Avatar. Yeah, Dan-si is like, I will earn honor by doing my grandfather's bidding. It's that kind of thing. That's literally what it reminds me of. And, he actually winds up trying to kill Moo Myung and epically fails in a big, big, big way. And also a very depressing way. But I'm not even gonna tell you why he tries to kill Moo Myung or how he fails. All I'm just gonna tell you is he fails. And, like I said, I'm not gonna tell you the details because that would be giving away spoilers, and I really honestly just want you to watch it for yourself. Kim Ji-soo plays Queen Ji-soo. Queen Ji-soo is Ji-dui's mother, and honestly, I know I'm calling him Ji-dui, but, and I know that's an alias he uses to hide his identity, but that's what they call him throughout most of the drama, so that's what I'm calling him here. So Ji-dui is Queen Ji-soo's son, and it's very interesting because she doesn't want to cede power in fear of an uprising from the opposition, so she creates the Harong, but her son wants her to cede power, and it's just an interesting chemistry between those two. Sang-young Ka-yu plays Hyewa Ka-young. That's one of those characters that I'm just going to gloss over, and I will give you more information in character relations. Song Dong-il plays Wee-hwa. Wee-hwa is the first chief of the Harong. He's kind of a fatherly figure to the boys. Chao Won-young plays Ji-sung, again, one of those characters that I'm just going to skip over and give you more information in character relations. Yoo-ju Myung plays Pa-oh. Pa-oh is, he's basically Ji-dui's bodyguard and friend. Kim Ka-wang Ka-yu plays Juicy. Juki. Juki is the shopkeeper. He owns two shops that are prominently shown throughout most of the drama, and you will see him very, very frequently. Lee Dwa-in plays Soo-yeon. Soo-yeon, like I mentioned earlier, is Soo-ho's younger sister, and Ban Ryu's girlfriend. And, it's actually interesting because she actually hates her brother, because her brother roughhouses with her, and she winds up getting hurt a lot of the times, and she just complains about her brother. And then Ben Ryu kind of comes in and just, like, it's because of the misunderstanding that happened that I mentioned earlier, they kind of fall in love with each other. And it's really honestly kind of funny. Lee Kwang Soo plays Mac Moon. Now, Lee Kwang Soo was a very special guest appearance in Harang. Now, the only reason why I'm mentioning him here is because Mac Moon is Avra's brother, and he's also Moon Ma Young's best friend. And Moon Ma Young basically pretends to be him after something happens to him. And I'm not going to tell you what happens. I'm just telling you right now that he's only in the first episode. And honestly, I know he was a very special guest appearance, but I felt it worth mentioning because he has relations to the main character. If he didn't have relations to the main character, I probably would not have mentioned him. Kim Won-hae plays Woo Ryuk, again, one of those characters that I don't really remember much about, and I'm just skimming over. Kim Chang-won plays Young-sil, again, one of those characters I don't really remember much, so I'm just going to gloss over. Lee By Young Jun plays Ho Kong. He's either related to Suho or Ben Ryu. I always get, like, their dads confused, especially because Ben Ryu basically has two fathers. He has an adoptive father and an actual biological father. So it's a little hard for me to, like, remember all of that. And I'm sorry. Ko In Byum plays Kim Seol. Kim Jung Soon plays Hyun Ji. If I remember correctly, Hyun Ji is Han Sung and Dan Si's grandfather. Kim Min Jun plays Crown Prince Cheng. Crown Prince Cheng is related to Queen Jisoo. He's interesting because he actually knows Moon Ma Young's secret, and his name was actually stricken off of the royal family because he was diagnosed with polio. Jang Si Hyun plays Kang Sung. Kang Sung, I do remember Kang Sung very, very, very well. I couldn't forget him even if I tried. Kang Sung was originally part of Ben Ryu's clique, but then when Ben Ryu and Suho's clique got recruited for their Harang, he was rejected because he's a half-bone. And he gets recruited by the opposition to basically undermine the Harang and the royal family in any way possible. And he also kind of becomes a drunk, by the way. Honestly, I'm sorry for glossing over a few of those characters. Like I said, it's been a while since I've watched Harang myself, so I don't really remember a few of the characters, and I get them mixed up a lot, and I'm very sorry if I screwed up some of my information. I will try to do my best to get it right in character relations. But yeah, so I'm just gonna move right on along. Alright, time to go over the character relations. Moon Ma Young is Mac Moon's friend. Their caretaker is Woo Ryuk. And Woo Ryuk is also their friend. Woo Ryuk is one of the characters that I skipped over earlier because I was drawing a blank. Moon Ma Young pretends to be Mac Moon after something happens to Mac Moon. And Anaji is also Mac Moon's father. Aro develops a crush on Moon Ma Young, who she thinks is actually her brother. Ji Dui is Queen Jisoo's son. Queen Jisoo's brother is Crown Prince Cheng, or his actual name is Hwa Kyun. Jidui's bodyguard and friend is Pa-O, and Jidui also develops a crush on Aru. Wee Hawa is the chief of the Harang. He's a fatherly figure to the boys. Suho and Benryu are enemies. Su-yeon is Suho's sister. Their father is Kim Siup. And Benryu actually has two fathers. His adoptive father is Young Shil, and his biological father is Ho Kang. And Hansung and Dunsi are brothers. Their grandfather is Hyun Jae. And now I'm just gonna go over characters that I didn't mention. Yoo Wool is the pretty boy. And Kang Sung is a Harang reject who was originally friends with Ban Ryu, and he gets recruited to undermine them in any way possible. And the other one is the shopkeeper, who is, if I remember correctly, he basically runs shops that that Suho's sister actually hangs out in, and his name is Juki. You will see Juki very frequently. I know he's a very minor character, but you will see him very frequently, and he's just one of those characters that just pops up a lot. And also, I'm just gonna mention this here. There are two sides to this story. One is the opposition, the other one are people that are against the opposition. You will know who is who very, very clearly. Just saying. I'm not gonna tell you who's in the opposition and who's not, just because that would make it even more confusing than it already is. But you will know very clearly who's on what side. Alright, now it's time for my opinion of this show. My opinion is this drama is honestly full of surprises. The multiple love interests and triangles are very funny and also very cute. The OST is actually very, very pretty. There is one OST song that is done by V and Jin from BTS, and it's a very interesting song. You'll just have to listen to it. And honestly, you'll definitely need tissues and snacks for this one because it will definitely keep you on the edge of your seat. And there's like one very specific part that's towards the end of the show that will definitely have you in tears. If you, like I said, if you watched Moon Lovers, it is the equivalent to what happened to Park Hyun in Moon Lovers. And it's just very, very depressing and very, very sad. And it just, I literally had to pause and get up for tissues. So you definitely want to keep the tissues, like, right beside you. Don't be naive like me, please. And also, honestly, not gonna lie, this one is also a really good historical drama. If you're trying to learn a little bit about Asian history, yeah, I know. Again, there's gonna be nitpickers out there that are gonna tear it to pieces, but at least you know that it's fictional because it says right at the very beginning that it has taken a creative license to history. But honestly, it's a really, all in all, it's a really good drama, even with the character deaths that just make me depressed because I'm just like, why do they always have to kill off the cute ones? Like, you know how it is. It's like an unwritten rule in K-drama where they just have to kill off the cute guys. But all in all, it's honestly awesome. The hair, the costumes, the jewelry, I want it all. I really honestly want Yeol's flower thing, metal flowers that he wears on his hands. I want those so bad, but I know I can't have them. But honestly, yeah, you're definitely gonna need to break out the tissues and maybe some popcorn or snacks for this one. Alright, where to watch? So this drama is actually one of the free ones that's available on Viki. Honestly, it kind of surprised me that it's free. I mean, I have Viki Pass Plus, so I don't have to deal with the stupid ads like every half hour. But honestly, this one is in my collection, K-dramas I have watched so far. It is the third one on the list. And, honestly, if you want to follow that collection, go on right ahead, because I'm literally going to be talking about pretty much everything that's on that list so far. And, honestly, by the time I'm done with this, there's probably going to be at least 50 on that list. If not more. But I will just keep reposting the link to that on my Twitter account, and I will tell you how to find me on Twitter in the next segment. Alright, that concludes this episode of K-Drama Review Session. If you liked it, feel free to leave me a review on iTunes. Also, if you want, you can leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/kdrama-review. That is all lowercase, and I'm going to repeat that one more time. anchor.fm/kdrama-review, that is all lowercase. And as always, if you have K-drama suggestions, you can shoot me a link on Twitter at Logan_Taylor906. The L and the T are capitalized, and Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R, and I'm gonna repeat that one more time. Logan_Taylor906. The L and the T are capitalized, and Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R. Honestly, also, if you want to follow me on Twitter so you can keep up with the latest K-dramas that I'm going to be talking about, and also to join my Discord server, you can definitely follow me on Twitter. Also, just keep in mind about that challenge that I mentioned earlier. If I can get 25 more of you to join my Discord server for this podcast, I will do a bonus episode about whatever you guys want. The world is your book. You just tell me what you want me to talk about. Just keep in mind to keep it somewhat PG. I can talk about video games. I can do Smash or Pass with random K-drama idols that you guys want me to do Smash or Pass with. If you guys really want to make it interesting, we could include K-pop idols in there as well, because I'm pretty sure that would be very interesting. Or if you just want to hear more about my daily life, or if you want me to just be a dork and talk about the latest video game that I've been playing, or whatever. But if I can get 25 more of you, I will release a bonus episode, topic of your choosing, or topic of my choosing, whatever works for you guys. I mean, if you guys are shy and don't want to pick for me, I can pick for myself. It's really not that big of a deal. But just keep that in mind. If I can get 25 more of you to join my Discord server, I will release a bonus episode. Also, I will be reposting the link to my server on Discord that you can join on Discord. And also, I will be posting the link to Harang on Viki on my Twitter account. And I will also be reposting the Discord link on my Twitter account. Like I said, if I can get 25 more of you to join my Discord server, I will release a bonus episode, I promise. And, I'm sorry I've been a little late on posting some of these links. I've just been really, really busy lately, and with the holidays, with Christmas being right around the corner, it's just really, I feel some of these are kind of rushed, and I'm really sorry. But honestly, thank you guys for sticking with me. I've been trying to make this a regular thing. It's just my schedule has been really, really wonky lately. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, keep in mind, I will be reposting the link to my server on Discord, and I will also be reposting the link to my K-dramas I have watched so far collection. I will tell you, Harang is the third K-drama on that list. I repeat, Harang is the third K-drama on that list. I will be posting that sometime within the next 2 days. If I'm sorry if I'm late with it, with posting it, but I'm very forgetful, and with my schedule being the way it is, sometimes I forget to post things and post it a little late, and I'm sorry. But honestly, I hope you guys enjoy Harang as much as I did, and happy K-drama-ing!